1305 UTC, 1405 local time. Here are the major happenings in regions with me, Bertrand Asamba. First, the headlines. Farm tools and processing machines have been donated to rural women of the Southwest to assist them to push forward the import substitution policy in their region. Government pledges to build more local houses to narrow the deficit of decent accommodation in suburban cities across the country. Those were the headlines, and now the news in greater details. Rural women in the southwest region of the country have been hailed for their resilience as they grapple to ensure food security in the region despite the challenges. The South Regional Delegate of Women's Empowerment and Family, Ejaga Lucia DePita, offered the words of appreciation in Mabanda Meme Division during the commemoration of the Day of the Rural Woman. The event was marked by the distribution of farm tools and processing machines to assist them to push forward the import substitution policy. Humble Susie Monjoa reports.
Meme Division is the breadbasket of the Southwest region, and the rural women play a great role in this. Even so, challenges abound. Issues that the women raised while celebrating this year's Rural Women's Day in Mabanda, Kumba 3 subdivision.
We don't have good prices. We are suffering for this marketing palaver. And transportation to carry cassava from the farm is very expensive.
If I can transform my own product, I will be happy.
Worries that received immediate response from the regional delegate of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Ejaga Lucia DePita.
The minister has sent some things with our partner Soweda to see that their quality and quantity should improve. Wheelbarrows, machines to process and come out with cassava flour with other things that are going to help them.
The second assistant senior divisional officer for Meme, Hemian Junje, advised them to use the services and resources at their disposal to contribute to the import substitution policy and promote local consumption. The women are progressively recovering their farmland, which were abandoned as a result of the crisis in the region. Their resilience saluted as they marched with peace plans in hand to crown the celebration. Humbo Suzi Munchoa, CLTV News, Mabanda.
In the northwest region of the country, rural women are appealing for financial support to sustain and expand their agricultural activities, which serve as a lifeline for the region's fragile economy amidst ongoing socio-political unrest. These women credited with ensuring food security and sufficiency despite challenging conditions, cite the lack of access to quality seedlings and farm inputs as their primary concern. Sylvie Bonta reports from Bamenda.
In Bamenda, 65-year-old Victorine Ngi, popularly known as Mamisha, has become a local icon by producing high-quality maize and brewing sha, a beloved corn drink enjoyed regionally. She reflects on her journey, balancing challenges and triumphs as a rural entrepreneur.
I'm a farmer. I produce corn with beans. I produce corn 100 kg and make sha. Supplied, makes it for Bamenda 3, produce it for help some farmer from there, and it helped me lots because I helped my children. This year, I pay my farm 275,000. If what I have is increase for the fertilizer, then manure is there. Manure is 4-5.
In Fundong, Florence Kuma excels in poultry farming, expanding her business despite market instability and limited transportation, supplying both local and neighboring markets.
I started fattening chicks, 20 to 30 chicks. Right now, I brought 1,000 chicks. I have so many challenges here in Fundong. We don't have light for almost 3 months now. Also, I lack space, something like a big poultry that I can have a brooder.
Many women in the Northwest navigate conflict zones to supply food to urban centers like Bamenda. The urge for financial support and improved farm inputs to enhance production and prevent food insecurity. Sylvie Bantar for the Regional News in Bamenda.
In other news, the Worldwide Cane Day was yesterday celebrated in the city of Eblova, where mobility challenges facing visually impaired are numerous, though laudable efforts are being made to improve on accessibility. Many obstacles remain. Percy Akerist reports from Eblova.
The city centers, often lively and vibrant, becomes an area full of pitfalls for those without sight in Eblova. Sidewalks that are sometimes poorly maintained, vehicles parked on crosswalk, and the absence of audible signal make crossing the street particularly perilous. Rachel Abondo, visually impaired. On the way, there is no space for us. The space that are even reserved for us are occupied by cars. You have to squeeze between the cars. Sometimes we get hurt. Public transport and building, although essential, do not always meet the specific needs of visually impaired people. When we work, pedestrians have no compassion. Sometimes they don't help us. They despise us. Rachel, who has received no training whatsoever in the use of a white cane, declares that she is limited in her movement. Unfortunately, I haven't had the chance to learn how to use a white cane, so I always have to be with someone to help me get around. On this Worldwide Cane Day, it is crucial to remember that inclusion requires a real collective awareness for a future where every citizen, whatever their abilities, can move freely and serenely within the city. Eblova, Berkay Karist for CRTV.
CRTV Regional News. The 17th International Day of Hand Washing has been celebrated in the West Regional Capital, Bafoussam, with a call for persons and children to continue washing their hands with clean water and soap as the principal means to curb the spread of bacteria. Officials of the West Regional Delegation of Water Resources and Energy used the occasion to practically demonstrate to some school children the dangers of not properly washing their hands. Kinge Angela Ba reports.
Hand washing remains one of the most efficient ways to prevent the spread of bacterial infections. It is in this light that the West Regional Delegate of Water Resources and Energy and its partners set out on a sensitization mission to some schools in Bafoussam. Eboka Jules Nasseri, an official of the regional delegation, says children should wash their hands as often as possible.
We give them diseases related to the non-respect of the principles like typhoid, cholera, and which the students assimilated.
The washing of hands, they say, is expected to be adopted as an integral part of man's daily activities. The children, on their part, have taken the obligation to adopt this routine.
I encourage the youth to wash their hands with flowing water and soap before, after, and during everything they are doing.
Public authorities hope the celebration of the International Day of Hand Washing with Clean Water and Soap will go a long way to curb the spread of health hazards such as cholera and COVID-19, thus maintaining a healthy society. Kinge Angela Pa, CRTV News, Bafusam.
In a similar development, teachers in the Southwest region have been promoting hand washing habits in classrooms to reduce and prevent illness, spread as they join the rest of the world to observe Global Hand Washing Day. The effort aligns with this year's International Day of Hand Washing's theme, Our Hands, Our Future, emphasizing hand washing impact on a healthier tomorrow. Details with Ngo Baleba Sophia.
Experts say hand washing is a simple yet effective way to prevent illness spread, particularly amongst children. To foster this habit, teachers implement various strategies in schools, ensuring students wash their hands regularly.
I'm Irene from Nekoko 1. I'm a teacher in class 3. Since we have scarcity of water precisely in Bukwango, what we do is that we ask them to come to school with a liter of water each. So we tell them what you are supposed to do first. Like kind of take your soap, rub it on your hands, then later you take water, pour on your hand, and then you rub. After proper washing of the hands, you take water again, you pour, you dry them.
Encouragingly, learners are making significant progress in mastering and consistently practicing hand washing.
My name is Somatin Kimowa. I take soap and water to wash my hands before and after eating.
My name is Golem Mukme Felix. I wash my hands before eating and after eating. So if I pee or poo, I wash my hands before coming out from the toilet.
However, teachers underscore the importance of parental involvement in reinforcing this habit at home, emphasizing that collaborative effort will yield lasting results. Ngo Baleba Sophia Ebe, CRTV, Boya.
Some CFA 13 billion francs will be allocated by the state for the construction of more quality low-cost houses in the country. This was the main announcement by the board chair of the Cameroon Real Estate Corporation, Celestin Kecha Koutes, at the end of the 228th board meeting in Yaoundé for the year 2023. Ghislaine Nkwa of CRTV Center has the details.
The board meeting of the Cameroon Real Estate Corporation, SIC, that was presided at by its chair, Celestin Kecha Koutes, served as opportunity to evaluate its accounts for 2023 and also remind stakeholders to construct quality low-cost houses. The members then agreed to produce a plan of action for the construction of low-cost houses to the tune of 13 billion francs CFA across the national territory to be financed by the state. This, however, is expected to be presented and adopted by the General Assembly next October 30th. After examining and adopting the 2023 budget that stood at 3.2 billion, the board chair urged members to be more rigorous and professional as well as respect deadlines in future. Ghislaine Kwa, CRTV Center.
At almost 19 past 2, we've come to the end of this edition of the regional news. But before we go, here's a recap of our major headlines. Farm tools and processing machines have been donated to rural women of the Southwest region to assist them to push forward the import substitution policy in their region. And government pledges to build more low-cost houses to narrow the deficit of decent accommodation in several cities across the country. This edition of the news was produced by Patrick Oscar Afan. I've been Bertrand Osombay-Niaounde.